From Indian Mounds Wilderness to Davis Mountains State Park and South Padre Island to the Golden Spread. When Texans learn what's happening, it's From Pratt on Texas. Get ready. Here comes Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a corporate management muzzle. Our Lone Star story of the day, Obama appointed federal judge. Well, he puts a temporary restraining order on the saving of innocent babies' lives in Texas. But Judge Pittman's decision, purely political and completely expected, doesn't fully shield abortionists from liability. We'll talk about that. That's our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing the best service in business and personal and DOT drug and alcohol testing since 1995. You trucking firms, they'll help you with your clearinghouse, make sure everything is exactly right for your drivers. Get in touch with them at AlliedCompliance.com. Governor Abbott and nine other governors had their big thing at the border. They presented a plan. I was shocked. It is absolutely nothing. It is embarrassingly nothing. It is not taking any action at all. It's just repeating some editorials or something. It's rather disgraceful. Woo flu news and much, much more. We've got a look at local races. Candidates, remember, to appear on the show, you must request time through the contact form at prideontexas.com. And if time allows, I'm going to try to get it in today. I had a visit with Lubbock County Clerk Kelly Pinion about her work as county clerk. She'll be on the ballot this next primary season. All new members of the Listener Club during October will be in a drawing to win an author-signed copy of Cowboyhood, the newest book in the award-winning Wilder Good series from our friend S.J. Dahlstrom. Just join the Listener Club, no charge. I don't give the information out to anybody. Do that at prideontexas.com. You get a direct-to-me email address without any of the filters on it. Listen anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a podcast of today's show as well as our long-form interviews at prideontexas.com. As always, my friends, it's a great day to be a Texan. Seven-year-old Lubbock girl found safe after an Amber Alert was issued. The caretaker was arrested on charges of kidnapping. Found safe yesterday, but they say that caretaker, Michael Lutjens, a.k.a. also known as Michael Hernandez, anyway, they arrested this guy, taken into custody. They said he kidnapped her. That's what they're charging, alleging. Homicide suspected from Sherman, Lubbock sex offender added to the most homicide suspect from Sherman, Lubbock sex offender added the Texas most wanted list. DPS added these two, Justin Marquis Cuba of Sherman on the fugitives list and Corey Lee Reed of Lubbock to the 10 most wanted sex offender list. Marquis Cuba, 33, been wanted since August 3rd when a warrant for his arrest was issued in connection to a homicide of a man in Ladonia in Fannin County. Corey Lee Reed, 30, of Lubbock, has been wanted since September of last year when a warrant for his arrest was issued for failing to register as a sex offender. In 2010, Corey Lee Reed of Lubbock was convicted of two counts of sexual assault of a child following incidents involving a 14-year-old girl. He was sentenced to 10 years of probation. 2011, he was convicted of failure to comply with the sex offender's duty to register and received 5 years of probation. This guy just wants to be in there, doesn't he? 2012, however, his probation was revoked and he was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Right, wants to be in there, I guess. But then they released him on parole in 2019. He's 6 foot tall, 170 pounds, scars on his head, lip, back, left forearm, and left knee, ties to Lubbock and San Angelo area. And so he's been added to the DPS top list. Timberview High School shooting suspect's family asked for forgiveness. This 18-year-old that turned himself in, by the way, turns out he had a gun which was illegal to possess or own in his case, so gun control does no good. Family saying he was bullied and seriously and robbed at school. It may have been true, and they're saying they don't condone what he did, but it may have been true. They say he's protecting himself. The hospital, we learned more about those who were shot. They're all reported to be okay. A 15-year-old student was out of surgery and recovering. Another victim was a 25-year-old man, did not have to undergo surgery, and is in good condition. A teenage female victim was grazed, possibly by a bullet, and just treated and released, apparently. And a fourth person was a pregnant woman. That was the four injured who believe was simply just hurt in a fall during the initial response, treated at the scene and released. In KTEX's reports that a San Angelo man, Jimmy Keith, sustained injuries after allegedly lighting a fire in his apartment. Cops got him. He fled the hospital. He was under watch there. Had to go to the hospital. He fled the hospital. A police officer tried to stop him. The cop was struck in the face. And then members of the hospital, along with the Ballinger EMS, assisted in taking this guy down into custody. He's been charged with arson, assault on a peace officer, and evading arrest and detention. Bexar County judge, good news for Bexar County, although I'm sure they'll just elect somebody worse. Bexar County, you know, San Antonio. The county judge, Nelson Wolf, has announced he's not running for re-election. He's only the second person in more than a century to serve as both mayor and Bexar County judge. He was mayor of San Antonio 91 to 95. Then he's been in political offices since 1971 when he was elected to the Texas House of Representatives. He is a tyrant, one of these tyrannical, and I don't just mean on COVID. I mean, he is a tyrannical, tell everybody how to live and what to do. Big spending lefty Democrat, been the county judge there for a very long time. And he was appointed in 2001, then won re-election five times. He's awful. He's gone. So he's not running for re-election. Good for them. By the way, Today in Texas History, sponsored by USA Investigations, providing professional witness interviews and statements, professional surveillance, and much more, including security. Investigate for more at usainvestigations.net, usainvestigations.net. It was this date, the 7th of October in 1862, that Lee Bivens was born. Anywhere around the Amarillo area, you can't escape the Bivens name. He became a prominent rancher in Amarillo, and by the 1920s, said to be the largest individual cattle owner in the world. It's also the date in 1868 in Boston that Boston, Texas Freedmen's Bureau agent William Kirkman was assassinated by famous outlaw Cullen Baker. And this is the day in 1883 that Susanna Wilkerson Dickinson, survivor of the Alamo, died in Austin. She was a Tennessee native, married Almiron Dickinson in 1829, moved to Gonzales in 1831, so she was there for the come and take it battle. Of course, she was found in the Alamo and released and carried a letter for Santa Anna to Sam Houston. It was terrible. She had a really bad life. I mean, a long and troubled life. And finally, though, in her last husband, Joseph William Hannig, found stability and prosperity. But this is the date, 1883, that Susanna Dickinson, survivor of the Alamo, died in Austin. Appropriately enough. All right, my friends. Now, the big story out there, of course, is that the federal judge puts Texas abortion law on hold. That's a Washington Examiner headline. What was interesting is getting this ACU graduate judge who's an open homosexual and leftist Barack Obama appointee. Some of the quotes he made in this order, he said a state may not ban abortions at 6 weeks. Well, our law doesn't. It only does it when you detect a fetal heartbeat. And that's an attorney with the Justice Department said this. Texas knew this, but wanted the 6-week ban anyway, so the state resorted to an unprecedented scheme of vigilante justice. It was designed to scare abortion providers and others who might help women exercise their constitutional rights. I still would like for any of you people out there to show me where in the Constitution there's anything approaching the idea of the right to kill an innocent human being for your convenience. But here's what's funny. I covered this weeks ago. They're all trying to tell you, well, this letting an outsider sue, a citizen sue and on behalf of this and paying them a bounty. Actually, the government doesn't pay them. They're just allowed, like on all civil suits, there's an amount you can collect if you prevail. And it's 10 grand from the other party. The left created this for environmental and animal law. And that's how these groups with no particular standing end up running our lives with all kinds of restrictions on things from animal rights to environmental law. Back in a moment.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life Health Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
Join the Lubbock Sportsman's Club, a Dallas Safari Club chapter, for a meeting featuring chapter members Stephen Teasdale and Sterling Mize, presenting the latest hunting report with vast Alaska outfitters hunting in the peninsula of Alaska. There will be a report on the highly successful 2021 Hunters Banquet and Auction, too. No charge to attend a chapter meeting. Come learn and socialize. Thursday, October 28th, 6:30 p.m. at 4 Golf in the Loft. The Lubbock Sportsman's Club, Thursday, 28 October at 4 Golf in the Loft.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's your Texan-in-Chief, Texas political swami. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. So the Judge Pittman, as we expected, puts his temporary restraining order from the state from judges accepting lawsuits under this fetal heartbeat bill in Texas. He issued a 113-page order, and he said the law is an offensive deprivation of such an important right. Again, I would like for any of you to show me. He said, a person's right under the Constitution to fully obtain an abortion prior to fetal viability is well established, Pittman wrote. No, it isn't. A bunch of judges said that it's there and in an embarrassing way tried to construct it out of there, but it's not there. There's nothing even close to that in the Constitution. But this is why, you know, he's just a political actor and not an actual judge. Now, he could say, he could have said court precedent and been intellectually honest. But he can't say it's in the Constitution, to be honest, and he's not. I mean, come on. And the state's already filed with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. We know this is going to take a lot of work. I thought it was interesting that ACU graduate Robert Pittman, the Obama appointee, said people seeking abortions face irreparable harm when they are unable to access abortions. Notice that? What did y'all put in this guy's head? I mean, no irreparable harm. The baby gets murdered and its life is snuffed out. So the injunction just temporarily prevents judges or court clerks from accepting lawsuits under SB 8. The problem is that doesn't really stop the liability issue for the abortionist. Nancy Northup, President, Chief Executive Officer of the Center for Reproductive Rights. By the way, abortion has nothing to do with your ability to have sex or not, or get pregnant or not. Those are the decisions that precede getting an abortion. Abortion is, I made decisions I now want to change my mind on, but I've created an innocent human being with unique DNA, and so I'm going to go kill it for my advantage, perceived advantage. She says that clinics represented by our organization plan to resume operations soon, even though the threat of being sued retroactively will not be gone until SB 8 struck down for good. Listen to this quote. The cruelty of this law is endless. These are people who are supporting the systematic, mass-scale murdering of innocent children in the womb, and they use these words. The judge uses it, and these advocates use the word that it's cruel to be on the side of not killing the innocent babies. Kimberlyn Schwartz over at Right to Life said the Pittman's decision shows judges are catering to the abortion industry, crafting a conclusion first, then searching the depths of legal literature for rationale later. Exactly. I mean, Kimberlyn has that right, irrespective of your position on the issue. She said, until a higher court intervenes, the disappointing reality is that Pittman's ruling will likely stop the heartbeat back from being enforced. The Dallas Morning News looked at it a little differently. Their big piece, both sides claiming victory after federal judge temporarily blocks the law. Well, they're not really declaring victory, but the point is that, as I said, nothing in his ruling relieves the liability issue for these abortionists from being sued later. And they list, they've got quotes from a ton of Democrats in Texas, big elected Democrats, you know, claiming how cruel, how terrible it is to not murder babies in the womb. It's sickening. They also led off with a good quote from from Congressman Ronnie Jackson of Amarillo, former White House physician. He vowed, "This fight is not over," and accused Pittman's ruling of being full of partisanship and bias. Of course it was. "I'm disgusted," Jackson said, "that a liberal Obama-appointed judge ignored the will of the people in Texas and overturned our popular pro-life heartbeat bill. Life is a sacred gift from God, and we'll do everything we can to defend it," he tweeted. Good for Ronnie Jackson. That was, he put that out this morning. Says the ruling by Pittman in the DMN article says opportunity presents another opportunity to get the law reviewed at the Supreme Court. Of course, they're going to hear this Mississippi case before this ever gets there. But because of its unique enforcement mechanism, which carries no criminal penalties but empowers private citizens to enforce the law by suing, an effective injunction required that all parties... Well, anyway, I don't want to get... It's just that it's a big legal question. And it says it's unclear whether they'll resume the killing of the babies because this doesn't relieve... His ruling doesn't relieve the future liability that the law lays out. Now, Don Huffines... put out a statement demanding Greg Abbott defy the judge and enforce the Heartbeat Act. I'm not sure what he could do because the act itself doesn't allow government to enforce it. But I do like what Huffines said. No federal judge can force Texans to kill children. From day one of my campaign, I made it clear I'll not allow the federal government to dictate their leftist values and prevent us from defending the unborn, securing the border, or putting prayer back in schools. Greg Abbott and other state leaders must immediately move to defy this judge and enforce the Heartbeat Act. You don't get credit for passing laws you don't have the guts to enforce. All that's true, but there's the law is written where the government doesn't actually do the enforcement of it. So, you know, I don't know what you do. By the way, Brownsboro, Nazareth in the Panhandle, and, what was the other one? There are three towns that have now added the sanctuary city for the unborn ordinance and very Impact just north of Abilene. So very small towns, but Nazareth, Brownsboro, and Impact. Good for them. Now, my friends, I want to just say a couple of more things on this big Lone Star story today, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, on this Judge Robert Pittman. Do you think Robert Pittman would take the position he has about how that women need to have access to abortion and there's just no right, you just shouldn't have any kind of restraints on that whatsoever. If, as has been the case, you know, and a lot of thought about and it's been discussed, what if people were doing a, what if they were looking at traits and they decided that they're, that, you know, whether it was proper science or not, we've had this stuff going on for a long time now where the science was bad, but it didn't matter. There were laws passed and governments acted around the world. What if they were aborting babies because of a tendency or a proclivity that that child may end up being a homosexual? Do you think Robert Pittman, Judge Pittman there, the Obama appointee, would be still be for the unfettered access to abortion? What if we allowed a test, and if the test, no matter whether it was scientific or not, made people believe their child might be a homosexual, and we had thousands upon thousands of extremely well-funded into the hundreds of millions of dollars advocacy organizations running around to protect the right to abort children who might become who might be homosexual? Would he be on their side? You know, he's a practicing homosexual. Insulted Abilene and said that people there weren't welcoming of homosexuals, you know, lesbians when he went to college at ACU, which tells you a lot about the man to begin with, that he chose to go to a school that is based upon biblical values. And for those of you who don't know, who have been fooled by these idiots out there and these heretics in these churches that have sold to the devil, sold themselves and their churches to the devil, that I had it used on me. Well, you know, that's Old Testament stuff, Robert. There's a new covenant. Excuse me. There is all kinds of direct statements saying that homosexuality and any, it's not just singling out homosexuals, any sexual perversion is sinful and against God's order. And that includes adultery and all the other stuff. Nobody's singling out homosexuals. All of that stuff is sinful. You choose to go to a school that's based on biblical values, at least at the time was, or at least still seemed to be more dedicated to enforcing stuff. Then he goes in an interview with the homosexual news outlet in Dallas and insults the people of Abilene, essentially. Why did you go there? Oh, but he was excited. He got to UT and met out homosexual men, and we know what that meant. Anyway, would that be his attitude on abortion if people were aborting and all these groups were about encouraging people to abort possible homosexual babies? I just wonder, just have to ask the question. It's part of not having to hide behind a corporate muzzle.
Fret on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
There is a delicious treasure in Abilene not to be missed. It's Bell's Chicken Dinner House, where homemade, fresh, mouthwatering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls, and unbeatable homemade desserts are created for your dining pleasure. Bell's Chicken Dinner House, an Abilene treasure, is open to serve you lunch and dinner Thursday through Saturday and open Sunday for that perfect traditional after church lunch. Enjoy Bell's Chicken Dinner House Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
Jeff Barker Computer Service custom builds better quality, longer lasting servers and high-end business and gamer PCs for you at competitive prices. Jeff Barker Computer Service is your proven local computer builder for PCs and servers. They've been at it for several decades and are expert. And they service what they build even years later when some firms will not. Visit jbcs.com. jbcs.com to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you. jbcs.com.
I did have fun going to the dentist in Costa Rica a few years ago. On the serious side, my best quote at home for only a few things was more than double what our entire trip cost, including airfare, hotels, dining, everything. I had the emergency items done and ended up having a mouthful of old fillings redone too. Then Isabel did the same. All of it cost us less than half of local quotes for just the crowns I needed. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and dental care by clicking the banner at PrattonTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
You've heard about their politics all day. Now it's time for ours. It's Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. You know, I was a little bit duped, being hopeful that by getting 10 governors to the border and they're announcing a plan, they said they were going to announce a plan. I really thought, hey, they're going to step up and take on the administration, because there are a lot of things we could do. We can close the land bridges and stuff that the state has jurisdiction over. In fact, I think the only one we cannot close is the one in El Paso, the Bridge of the Americas, which is ratified by treaty between two nations. There's just a lot of stuff that I thought they were going to get together and play tough. And after it was over, this is a black mark on Abbott, not a positive. It's shocking. They unveiled a plan to end Biden's border crisis. We're not going to sit around while Biden refuses to act. Well, I went over there, 10-point plan. There's not one damn thing that the governors do. What do you mean you're not going to sit around? The Daily Wire tried to cover this, and they're conservative as some kind of, that was their headline. We're not going to sit around while Biden refuses to act. Look at their plan. There's not one darn thing they're going to do in this. Everything in here is just a plea for Biden to drop his own policies and switch and have other kind of policies. It's shocking. I mean, it doesn't do anything. There's no get the states together and be on the border and put our own law enforcement. No, it's like number 10, deploy more federal law enforcement officers. It's shockingly bad. I just want you to know. There's no plan here, and I wanted to be supportive of this. Some of the governors had interesting things to say while they were there. Ohio's Governor Mike DeWine said in Ohio at least 80% of our overdose deaths every week are caused by fentanyl. This stuff's just pouring over the border right now from Mexico. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds said with I-35 and I-80, we're a direct route for drugs pipe through Des Moines, Council Bluffs, and then out to the U.S., Iowa governor said her state's experienced tremendous in both methamphetamine and fentanyl, a big increase. She said it's up 1,000% from the same time last year. Nebraska's governor, Ricketts, said talking to the colonel of my state patrol, methamphetamine in the Midwest is up 4 times what it was last year. Okay, so everybody knows there's a problem. Their plan was a do-nothing-at-all plan, shockingly. Biden administration changed nothing after Texas border bridge migrant camp, says patrol union head. It's reported by Randy Clark and Bob Price at Breitbart, Texas. President of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judge, said the administration's not implemented any new policies, programs, or operations to prepare for the next surge of migrants heading to the southwest border. He said that at that press conference they had with the governors. No changes have taken place within the Border Patrol since the Haitian migrant crisis in Del Rio that would help. And, of course, we have estimates anywhere from 62,000 to 120,000 more coming. Some of those numbers given to us by foreign governments. He says there's nothing new. They've done nothing. And so I was just shocked that the governor's big thing was so absolutely empty. I go read their 10 thing. There's just nothing. There's no plan. They called it a plan, and we're not going to sit idle. It's nothing but a sit idle stuff and a rehash of, well, would you put Trump's policies back in place and not be the Democrats and not be Biden? I mean, there's nothing in there about, okay, our 10 states are going to do this, 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 and this. It's shocking. And I guess that's what led GOP candidate Don Huffines to address it. He said before that meeting even, he said that on September 29th, he said that, man, we got to do something. Like he said, well, he told them, we've got to make Mexico pay if they're not going to enforce this flow. He also, on Fox News, he said, most people don't realize we have 25 bridges over the river. I'm going to make sure we stop all inbound commercial traffic from Mexico, and this is strategic to make sure we put the economic pressure on Mexico so they secure their side of the river, and it probably would work. Said, I love Mexico, but let me tell you, I think he said that in my interview with him. It's still up in the podcast page way back when a long time ago. He said, let me tell you, they're being a very bad neighbor. We need to finish the wall. I don't care if you call it a Trump wall or a Texas wall. I'm going to build hundreds of miles of wall, and I'm going to spend billions of dollars doing it because we need to spend the money. That's a good trade. Texas taxpayers spend a lot more than that every year. Boy's right. Just the school costs and all the other social programs and things, it's massive. So former senator out there talking again in DFW on the 29th, saying that he would shut down this stuff. He says it's an invasion. Says I'm going to use the U.S. Constitution. That's Article 1, Section 10, which clearly gives states the authority to defend themselves from an invasion. Which he's right there. I'm going to engage all the Texas military or National Guard, 20,000 or more. Yeah, not Abbott's, you know, putting 10% or whatever them or 5% down there and saying he's deployed the guard. And we're going to secure the whole river. If anyone gets across, we're going to immediately take them back to the other side and send them back home. I'm going to do it in 30 days, what no one's ever done in 30 years, and that's to secure the border. It'd be tough, but I think he believes it. And Look, I get very frustrated because I've learned something, that even very smart people, because you're busy running your lives and your business, just don't read very much, and so you often think that the things that are said, like when I say it, it's just a claim, like a lot of these other hosts who don't read very much. Go read the 10-point plan these governors put out. They said they're not going to sit by. What in there is them not sitting by? It was an embarrassment. I know it was to get TV time for running for president, but I think this opened Abbott up to some considerable criticism if some of his opponents are very sharp in how they look at that plan. Because take the quotes. It's, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. Of course, Abbott said, well, I'm doing this. Wait a minute. You ran this meeting. This is your plan with the other states. There's no plan there. You're just asking the president to not be Joe Biden and a Democrat and be a Republican or a Trump. That's not a plan. What do you mean you're not sitting idly by? I'm just embarrassed by it. I actually didn't talk. I had a bunch of that yesterday and all that. And I wanted to sit and wait till all the press stories were written about their big press conference yesterday before commenting, in case I just didn't understand it and missed something. You know, I was hoping that these guys would say, okay, here we are. Between us, we're deploying 55,000 troops. We're going to take people and we're going to carry them back across the river, like Huffines says, or something meaningful. There was nothing meaningful in that big trip. Except, of course, the cost to taxpayers in all the states for all their governors coming down here. I mean, fine, we were welcome to have them, but they didn't do anything. And that's the problem we've always had. Going back to Republican administrations like Bush and Bush and others, we didn't do anything. It's time we do something effective. Trump was. Look, Trump's methodologies and loose statements and floundering around and stuff bothered the heck out of me, too. But I'm one of these guys, I've told you forever, you're not voting for somebody because they're going to be your best friend or your coffee buddy. It's all about effectiveness. In my whole life, it's always been about what's the end result. Now, end result doesn't justify sinful behavior or any unethical stuff. That's people that it's situational ethics. But within the framework of getting things done, I care about results. Trump's results on the border, even with the government apparatus, his own government apparatus, all the agencies fighting him, was still the most effective we have had on this border. It has been the most effective thing done, period. And for that, it's to be admired and emulated as best as possible. All right, we're going to move on. Speaking of Trump, I told you that Trump has endorsed the competitor, one of the challengers to liberal state senator, fake Republican Kel Seliger of Amarillo. Well, the pro-insider establishment and liberal Republican news apparatus, the Texas Tribune, has a big story today. Texas Senator Kel Seliger blames fellow Republicans for tough re-election bid. He feels like members of his own party might be using redistricting to oust him. Actually, no, his district wasn't messed up at all. Just like all these out here, they had to grow. Here's the point, Kel. They're not your fellow Republicans. That's the problem. You quit being a Republican years ago, if you ever were one. They're not your fellows. Back in a moment on Pratt on Texas.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
A Texas Aggie from the big country said he and his wife visited Dr. Sylvia Zuniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica, spent about $7,000 on the entire trip, and yet saved over $5,000. He asked, how could it be any better? Our Aggie friend and listener wrote, thank you for recommending Sylvia. Her work and service was what you said it would be, very good. It took me several months of listening to you and researching on the internet to finally decide to do it. So glad I did. He added that the dental work he had done would have been about $12,000 at home, and of course that wouldn't have come with a fun vacation in which he and his wife toured volcanoes, hot springs, a nature and wildlife park, a coffee farm, a central market, and took a riverboat ride, went ziplining, and dined at some nice restaurants. Learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Jake's Sports Cafe and Backroom. Jake's has been a Lubbock staple for live music and sports for over a decade, with the Backroom hosting everything from Republican meetings to the hardest of metal and rollingest of rock. Grab down at Jake's with drink and eat specials from breakfast to late night. See the menu at jakesbackroom.com. Jake's Sports Cafe and Backroom, Lubbock's location for food, sports, beer, and live music at 50th and Slide.
Welcome to the show, where Juan Seguin, Sam Houston, and the Alamo are revered equally as Washington, Jefferson, and Concord. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. It is time to get into my constantly growing again Woo Flu stack. I did an extra 30 or 40 minutes of the show as a podcast only last Friday to get some of the things out. I've got to use some time today to get to it. Sweden, Denmark halt use of the Moderna vaccine for younger groups due to side effects. And again, it's this inflammation of the heart muscle stuff. And schools with mask mandates in Texas have only 1% lower positive testing rate for Wu Flu than those without mandates. And that's from the Texan.news using the state of Texas data. In other words, the mask mandates don't make much difference. And they say even that data you can't be real sure of because of the some of the mandates weren't there through the whole part of the school term. And most of the mask mandates are in urban areas, which tend to have higher vaccination rates and on. But I think that's interesting. Maybe about 1%, even using the data we have, is all the difference in infection rate in these schools. Merck charging U.S. government 40 times what it costs to make a government-financed COVID pill. In other words, the taxpayers put in to make this pill that's, quote, not ivermectin, but apparently it is. It was originally developed as a possible treatment for Venezuelan equine, meaning horse encephalitis. And so I knew when I read about this pill, it sounded awfully similar to... Anyway, this is what we're doing. These companies, billions. There's a huge bunch of huge pieces out on that. Pfizer lobbying hits decade highs. Dozens of high-profile political appointees become big pharma reps. That's right. Massive, because this is all just, they're living off this. And you got a bunch of, mostly Democrats, but a bunch of Republicans too, including a chief of staff, former Monica Poppet, Senate Republican whip John Cornyn. She was chief of staff then, all leaving to go to work for these vaccine companies. Project Veritas continues to roll out all of its whistleblowers inside these companies. A whistleblower went on the record, revealed internal emails from the chief scientific officer and senior director of worldwide research discussing the COVID vaccine, where they don't want to mention that all the fetal cells, the abortion-derived fetal cells they used in there. And then at Johnson & Johnson, you got people saying that work there saying children don't need the vaccine. There are unknown repercussions down the road, and that they're all being set up to punish people and set them up as second-class citizens if they don't get the vaccine. These are great Project Veritas items. Australian medical manufacturers recalled nearly 200,000 COVID tests. These are the ones, some of the at-home ones from Elum that are being sold in the U.S. that were FDA approved, and they're given doesn't affect the negatives, but lots of false positives. And there is a fabulous piece out at westernjournal.com by Douglas Golden, one of the greatest failures in modern history. That's a quote. Peer-reviewed journal, so peer-reviewed science stuff destroys the effectiveness of lockdowns. That is a fantastic piece. It is so important. I put that in our COVID Essential Woo Flu Stories Archive there that you can find a link to all those stories at PrattonTexas.com. All right, if you're going to be on the ballot and you want to be on the show, there's only one way. I don't contact you. You got to go to PrattonTexas.com and use the contact form. And an old friend, Kelly Pinion, the Lubbock County Clerk, tells me she's here and she's going to have some primary opponents, and she wanted to be on the show. We did an interview, and I've put up this, what you're going to hear as part of that interview in our Look at Local Races series, and then there is a much longer, includes the part you're going to hear, but much longer, that'll be up as a podcast, so you can listen to that as well. Here we go. During the COVID, you really made a point to keep your office functional.
Yes, sir. We sure did. We issued marriage licenses. We issued assumed names, assumed name withdrawals. We have implemented e-recording in our land records, so that helped the title companies and
what does that mean?
Where they didn't actually have to make a trip down.
What does that mean, e-recording? I assume the E is electronic, but in what sense?
The title companies, banking institutions, attorneys, they can electronically submit their documents to us, and then we download those images, index it. Another thing I'm really proud of, with marriage license and land records, when they're brought in for recording, it takes 10 minutes maybe, and we hand that original right back to the customer. They don't have to wait on us to mail it out. And that was one of the ways I reduced some cost on postage.
Well, postage is going up so high. It's you need to reduce the cost in postage. It's gone from very reasonable to ridiculous. In other words, they're driving their costs so high, they're pushing people like me who preferred the mail into electronic delivery. And it's a mess. So during the COVID time, how did you all deal with the public? There's still people that needed to do property searches, needed to look at things. How did that work?
Well, I have that index available on our website, and we would restrict the number of customers in at any one time so that we could make them comfortable at having the social distancing. For a time period, we did marriage license issuance by appointment. And then another thing that helped with that, I have implemented the ability to accept credit cards on our website.
Oh, very good.
And so the criminal customers that need to pay court costs and fines, and even those customers that want to order copies, we can do it all online and email it to them or mail it to them, their preference.
So y'all stayed at work for the most part during all this stuff.
Yes, we did. We just handled it a little bit differently than in the past, but we were here.
Very good. As far as future demands on the county clerk's office, obviously more electronic things. It looks like you've taken a lot of long steps already in that direction to make it easier for taxpayer customers to use the office. And of course, you've got to deal with your internal court customers. You're the clerk for what, the JP courts, and are y'all the clerk for the county courts at law as well?
The county judge and the county courts at law are the ones we service.
Okay. And so what are the demands, the future demands coming up on the county clerk's office in the next term or so?
I don't see any additional demands. The court system implemented a new court software, and that is supposed to help all the county offices relay and pass information more easily.
So they've already taken that big step on that side of the coin. And
they have.
And on the other stuff, sounds like you've already pushed forward. Was the COVID situation and the shutdowns or restrictions, was that a lot of that stuff already underway, or was that a catalyst to get some of those things done?
We were already on the way, and it made it easier to step over and be there in a more timely manner to help the customers that wanted services at more of a distance.
Well, yeah, and if they keep keeping that TSA security deal in there next time, I used to have to use that office a lot. Fortunately, I don't now, but I'm going to be doing it electronically too, because I'm not going to go through the shakedown just like your husband. So we're of one mind at Lubbock County. Kelly Pinion is the Lubbock County clerk. When did you first begin serving?
As clerk or all together?
Well, give us both.
I started as a deputy clerk in 1983.
Oh, wow. And you're an expert. You've been there. No wonder you know how all this stuff works.
I've got right at 40 years in the office, either as a deputy clerk, a customer, or as clerk.
And you became county clerk when?
2007, January 2007.
Oh, boy, it's. I guess I was Republican county chairman then, was I not?
Yes, sir.
I think. I see time, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but you obviously enjoy the job. And Kelly, we appreciate your service. Thanks a lot. And we'll put this up as a podcast at prideontexas.com, and people can hear all about it, because we've got an election coming up, and I guarantee, or almost guarantee, there'll be some other folks running for county clerk at seems to happen when it comes up. Kelly, thanks so much. That's Kelly Pinion. My friends, candidates, use the contact page at prideontexas.com to get on the show. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God continue to bless us all, and may we deserve his blessings by worshiping him. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.